Senate Bill 83, an act to provide immunity from civil and criminal liability for the placement and use of automated external defibrillators.
Senate Bill 83, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hainge.
This bill probably looks quite familiar to people. It's very similar to the one that was in the legislature last year. And the issues with liability have been addressed in a more formal and correct manner in the bill this year, so we should be in good shape. Mm-hmm. Just to reiterate the concept very quickly, automated external defibrillators are designed to shock the heart during cardiac arrest so that you have a higher possibility of survival from cardiac arrest. It's a huge problem in the country, of course, about 265,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in the United States per year. These machines, which we did have up in committee and we didn't even demonstrate this year, but the machines are very simple to operate, and the idea is that someday they'll be in facilities like the Capitol itself. People will be trained how to use them, and they'll be available even if someone who hasn't received the training needs to use it in an emergency. This bill is designed to give the liability protection that is deemed necessary so that you can, so the physicians, trainers, and the people who own the facilities would be willing to actually place the machines. I'd appreciate your support on this. I do have one other comment prior to moving on, and that's that there will be a title amendment because in committee we took out references to criminal liability except from the title.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 83. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers, Benson, Bogue, Brose, Brown, Dugard, Dennert, Drake, Dunn Jim, Dunn Rebecca, Duxbury, Everest, Flowers, Frederick, Hainge, Halverson, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Klocek, Lang, Lawler, Madden, Moore, Munson, Olson, Paisley, Reedy, Rounds, Schoner, Staggers, Simmons, Belandra, Vitter, Whiting. Senator Moore, Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 83, having received the majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. Is there a title amendment?
Madam President,
Senator
there's one
Hainge
at the desk.
Senator Motion. Senator
Hainge moves that the title to SB 83 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 1 of the Senate Judiciary Committee engrossed bill, delete and criminal.
Is there a second? Discussion on the title amendment? Hearing none, those in favor of amending the title to Senate Bill 83 say aye. Opposed, nay. The title is amended.